USA News. I'm Richard Johnson.
Very tired, very cold, not so great. My flight was canceled. I was going to go to Vancouver, and now I don't know what to do.
That woman speaks for tens of thousands all over North America who did not make it to their Christmas destinations. Another traveler, Samantha Stevens of Las Vegas, made it about halfway to New York City, spending the night at a hotel in Houston. But she and her husband's luggage did make it all the way east.
We were smart when we packed our carry-ons, knowing that this might happen, to have our toiletries and our medication and things like that with us. But some people, they have nothing. We've seen people who have been in the same clothes for 3 days. We've seen people who haven't slept in 3 days.
Already this morning, the number of flight cancellations is growing. FlightAware counts about 1,200 canceled and more than 700 delayed flights so far today. At the Vatican, a packed cathedral for Christmas Mass presided over by Pope Francis. Chronic knee pain again forced Francis to celebrate Mass sitting down. After turning away tourists because of COVID the past 2 years, Bethlehem is again packed with thousands of Christian pilgrims. That's definitely raised the spirits in the West Bank town that relies on tourism as its economic backbone. In a move to perhaps defy Russia, many Ukrainian Orthodox have decided to celebrate Christmas today instead of the usual Orthodox day of January 7th. One woman says it's a way to show that Ukraine can no longer be part of the Russian world. In Washington, D.C., a local shelter took in busloads of migrants, bussed up from Texas and dropped off near the Naval Observatory, the home of the vice president. Five people are now under arrest in the fatal shooting of a 19-year-old man Christmas Eve inside a department store at the Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There are now two fewer fights over the results of the November elections for the moment. A judge in Phoenix has dismissed Republican Abraham Hamadi's challenge of his loss in the race for state attorney general. The judge ruled that Hamadi did not prove the errors in vote counting that he alleged. Another judge has dismissed Carrie Lake's challenge of her loss in the Arizona governor's race.
The former TV news anchor alleged that election officials in Maricopa County had sabotaged her victory by causing printer malfunctions and violating chain of custody procedures. Acclaimed Maricopa County Judge Peter Thompson said the court could find no evidence of. Lake took to Twitter to say, for the sake of restoring faith and honesty in elections, she would appeal the ruling. I'm Dave Collins.
In Alaska, judges ruled that a state lawmaker who is a member of the Oath Keepers is eligible to hold office. The judge says that while State Representative David Eastman is an Oath Keepers member, he does not intend to further the group's vow of overthrowing the U.S. government. Opponents have claimed that elections officials failed to check Eastman's eligibility under the so-called disloyalty clause in Alaska's state constitution. Authorities continue to find more suspects from the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. One such arrest came Thursday in Southern California. 56-year-old man taken into custody after a three-hour standoff. Rich Johnson, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.